schedule, so we have to follow accordingly. Okay? Last week we left off in the middle of this poorly written Tosfos. Okay, every line is a different Balat Tosfos contradicts the previous line. So we left off in the middle of Memches Amud Aleph. There was a practice that there would be Mitzarif one cotton holding a chumash in his hand, a printed chumash, and not on a cloth. Days of the Balat Tosfos, they didn't have printed chumashim, but it wasn't a Sefer Torah, Beglilo. It didn't have a Hechsher Sefer Torah. There is one opinion in Tosfos in Perek called Kisvei HaKodesh, at the end of Masechet Shabbos, one of the programs is Perek called Kisvei HaKodesh. So there is one opinion that for Nevi'im Uksuvim, you don't need all the dinim, you don't need to have Kedushas Torah Shebichtav, you don't require all the dinim that are required for the Sefer Torah. So there is one opinion that even if it's on paper, it's not on parchment, if you have a Sefer Shalom, it's good. So that's why the Taz in Yerudeya, and the Magen Avraham quotes it in Arachaim. Magen Avraham didn't have a Taz on Arachaim, but he had a Taz on Yerudeya. So he every so often he'll quote a Taz on Yerudeya. So he quotes this Taz from Hilchos Sefer Torah, that when you say the Haftorah, instead of saying from a printed Chumash that only has the Haftorah of Parsha Shmini, why shouldn't you learn, or what do we learn? This Pir Shabbos is Macha Chodesh. Macha Chodesh is where from Sefer Shmuel. Instead of learning from a printed Chumash that just has Macha Chodesh, you should learn from a printed Novi that has a whole Sefer Shmuel. Because there is one opinion in Tosfos that the Gemara says it doesn't have all the same deen. There's one opinion in Tosfos, you don't even need parchment. You don't even require that it should be or behemoth tahira for Nevi'im Uksuvim. Even on paper is good. So Rav Soloveitchik didn't like that at all, and he had the same taina that the Chazon Ish has. If you would have one big long sheet of paper, and you would have the whole Sefer Shmuel would be printed on one side of the page, maybe you can rely on the Tosfos that that's called Kriya Mitoch HaKzav. But you have different pages, and it's written on both sides of the page, and it's glued together or sewn together at the end. So he said, written on two sides of the page. You can't be mitzarf the reading from one side of the page to the other side of the page. That even according to that opinion of Tosfos, that you don't need all the dinim of Hechsher, Sefer Torah, not all the dinim carry over to Nevi'im Uksuvim, but this din certainly does carry over. You can't. There's no Hemshel from one side to the other. Tosfos has a suffix about that in Saita, Dafchaf or something. What if you write a get? If you write a get is always written, how many lines are there in a get? 12 lines. Tosfos says, Gematria, Gimel Tes. Gimel Tes is a Gematria of 12. So the word get, strictly speaking, means a star. You talk about a get choiv, a get shichur. Actually, a get just means a star. We use it in the sense of a bill of divorce, a star, gerish. But the meaning is that you write 12 lines and it's all on one side of the page. So Tosfos says, what if you write two columns on the same side of the page? That's also a good get. What if you write one column on one side of the page, the other column on the other side of the page? Is there a hemshech from Amud Aleph to Amud Beis? So I think Tosfos is not sure about that. Is there a hemshech and kriya from one side to the other? If the two columns would be on the same side of the page, like a Sefer Torah, finish the end of the column, then you read the second omit, you read the next column, that is a hemshech. One side of the page to the other, very questionable. Yeah. So that's what Tosfos is talking about over here. A katna holding on to a printed chumash, or holding on to a sefer of a chumash Torah, but it doesn't have kedushas Torah Shebichtav. So there was a practice in the days of the Balei Tosfos that if you have nine gedolim passed by mitzvah and the cotton is holding out the chumash, a printed chumash, that's acceptable. So Rabbi Natan calls it a minik shtusu. That's the first wide line of text. Rabbi Natan minik shtusu. It doesn't make any sense. And Tosfos says, what is the source of this ein fav? That if you don't have a minyan, you can have a tenth person holding on to the Sefer Torah, then it counts. Said the source is from a misunderstanding from a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. When you make Ibur Hashana, how much of a bezin do you need? A bezin. How much of a bezin do you need? So first opinion quoted, that's the second wide line in Tosfos. And the big Tosfos on Memches Amud Aleph. So the second wide line quotes, the first sheet is three. We have that in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the opening Mishnah. It says Mikra Din is three, but the practice always used to be the session should begin with three Dayanim. Then if they think there's what to discuss, they should have another two. You should have five dayanim. There's never a maximum. You can always have, let's say, a din Torah need three dayanim. If you want, it's a complicated case. You can have 23 dayanim. You can have 71 dayanim if you want. There's a minimum, but there's no maximum. So the Mishnah has, you start the discussion with three. So if the two out of the three say there's nothing to discuss, forget about, we're not going to make this year Shalom Eberis, that's the end of the story. If two out of the three think that there's what to discuss, so they add another two and they discuss it further. And then if the three out of the five, the rove of the three out of the five, or the unanimous vote, three, four, or five, say, we think that there's what to discuss further, we think we should make Shalom Aber, then you add another two, you end up with a Bezn of seven, and they should make the Ibra Shana. However, if you brew a Bishloshim Oberis, it's Chabin Yev. Because Mikra then, all you need is a Bezn of three for Ibra Shana, same as by Kiddush HaKadosh. That's probably the same as the first opinion, and the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar is three. Mikaret in the Mishnah says also three, but the praxis used to be 3, 5, 7. And then it says the next time Rabbi Elazar disagrees, you need Asor Bezn of 10. That's a question the Mishnah in Megillah has, a list of all the things that need 10. So you need a minion of 10 for Chazaras Hashatz, Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruchu, Kriyas HaTor, Kriyas HaTor, you need 10. Then it says you need 10 for Duchening. The Pashto says Duchening is a different reason. It's not a Dabar Shebikdusha. Duchening is a Pasuk that you need 10. Then you need ten for Bichas Hazimon B'Shein, Baruch HaLakeinu Shalchan HaMishaloi. Pashto says the Gemara, that's a different reason. La Baruch HaLa, Kurish Mod Dishmaya, the Pochas Nasar, a different reason. It's not Dabar Shebikdusha. And then it says, you need 10 for Pidyon Hegdashis. If someone is Magdish, Metaltalim, he's Magdish furnisher, he's Magdish an automobile. So the Gizba says, okay, I'm going to auction off to the highest bidder. What is Hegdash going to do with an automobile? So he's going to auction off to the highest bidder. So what's the minimum bid that he takes? The value of the thing. So how do you assess what's the value of the thing? So the Gemara learns out from Sukkim, you need a Bezn of three to assess it, and then they determine what's the minimum value that they'll take. Bidi Ebed, Hekdu Shaman, Shechil, Shaver, Puta, Mechulo. If the Gizbo auctioned it off, no one wants to give the real value. The thing is worth $100,000. Someone gave a Pruta. So Bidi Ebed, Eina, Ino, La Hekdash, so Bidi Ebed, the Hekdash is Yetzel, Chulo, and for a Pruta. Even though it's much less than it's worth. But L'chatchila, it's not right to do that. L'chatchila should take at least a Shavyo, try to take a higher bid. So the minimum bid is established by a Bezna who tell you what the Shavyo says. And if it's Karkos, then it says Tisha V'Koin. You need a Bezna of 10, 9 Yisraelim, and one of the 10 should be a Koin. The Gemara learns it out from Sukkim. That's a Bezna of 10. It's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin also. Karkos, Tisha V'Koin. If you want to be part of Karkos. So Tosis has the Kasha that ain't Bezen Shokul. When you establish the minimum number of people on a Bezen, you're not supposed to have an even number, because then you may have a split vote and nobody, you won't have an odd person to be Machriya the split vote. So the same problem over here. How can Rabbi Elazar say over here that you need a Bezen? The proper thing is that Rabbi Elazar Basoy, you have a Bezen of 10 to declare Ibra Shon. Ibra Shon apparently is more serious than Kiddush HaKadosh. Kiddush HaKadosh, they all agree, a Bezen of 3. Ibarshan in the Mishnah says 3, 5, 7. It's already lachatchila, it's more chomer than Kiddush HaKadosh. And Rabbi Elazar says, oh, sorry, need a Bezn of 10. What if you don't have a Bezn of 10? Then you take someone and you hold the Sefer Torah. So they put together, if you don't have 10, you don't have a minion. You have a cotton holding a Sefer Torah, so they put two and two together. So the text says, it doesn't say it's not a cotton. It doesn't say you take a cotton. Ain't a maskur sham she'e cotton. It's not that the cotton is holding a Sefer Torah, he counts as the 10th one. Just say if you don't have 10. Yeah. And then Rav Soloveitchik explained the Sefer Torah we said over. Rav Soloveitchik said, Sefer Torah that they held when they made Ibra Hashanah, what we do when the Chazan benches Rosh Chodesh, is to be Mitzara for all of Kol Yisrael together. Eino Maseinu Huma Elo B'Tei Rosa. That's Rav Sadyigon. Did I mention it? Rav Sadyigon erased Sama Gimel. 263. Some professor wrote a book about the 263 ideas of Rabbi Sadyigon, because he thought Reish Sama Gimel is a gematria 263 Amunas Vedeus, 263 ideas. It just means that's the name of the author of Sadyigon. It's not 263 ideas. I don't think that 263 ideas in Amunas Vedeus. Anyway, that's the line that it has there, that the Kiddush HaChodesh, Nibra Hashana, should really be taken care of by Klal Yisrael. And the Beznu does it, is really representing Klal Yisrael. So that's why you hold on to the Sefer Torah. You say, Chaverim Klal Yisrael, everybody's Mitzurif together. And with the Koyach of Klal Yisrael, we're making Ibra Hashana. So if you have a minion, whenever you have a minion, the minion represents Klal Yisrael. Because you need for a Dovsha B'Kedusha, you need a minion. You learn that from the Pasuk. You need Dashta B'Soch B'nei Yisrael. We say that 10 people is enough. But B'Soch B'nei Yisrael means the whole Jewish people. So the answer is, if you have 10 Jewish adults, after Bar Mitzvah, men, B'nei Chorin, B'nei Bris, it's considered as if they represent Klal Yisrael. And if you don't have 10 adults, then you only have 9, so you hold on to Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is Mitzar for all of Klal Yisrael together. So as part of Klal Yisrael, we all together we're declaring when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, and when it's going to be Hashanah Mubaris. So that's why the Rabbeinu Tam is not happy with this practice, that you take a cotton and you mitzarif him. He says from the Gemara on Mem, what is this? This is Mem Zayin on the Beis. You see that whoever is mitzarif to constitute a minion for Kriyas HaTorah and for Chazor HaShatz, is the same din to make a minyan for the purpose of benching mizum and b'shem. Because the Gemara quoted those who said, one eved is mitzarif, katan mutar barisa is mitzarif. If you have 9 adults and 1 infant, a baby, it doesn't know what's going on at all, so one can be mitzarif to 10 tish, zimun of shloshi, he cannot be mitzarif, katan mutar barisa. But to be mitzarif to a minyan of 10, the katan mutar barisa and the eved can be mitzarif. So the Gemara asked from the Maaseh Shoei, Maaseh Reb Lezer, and he said, no, there were only 8 people, 8 Bnei Chorin in the shul, and they wanted to be Mitzarf 2 Avodim, you can't. So you have Meshachar Reb Lezer, Meshachar 1, then they're Mitzarf 1. So the Gemara puts together Mitzarf Zayin and Eved to a minion for Ben Shemizumin, and Mitzarf Zayin and Eved for a minion for the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah and Chazar HaShat. So you see that the dinim are the same. So once you're going to say that a cotton, or whatever sheer cotton can be mitzarif to bench and mezumen, it carries over to Chazor HaShatz and to Kriyas HaTorah as well, as the Gemara equated the two. So the Rabbeinu Tam has a time, he said that this is a minik shtus. The cotton holding on to the Sefer Torah is minik shtus. With the get holding on to the Sefer Torah from the Pirkei de Reb Lezer. It says a different din over there has nothing to do with a minion. It's not a Dovish B'Kedusha, it's a Shadaf and a Bezdin over there. So he holds on to the Sefer Torah is a different inyan. Fine. Then they say, even if there would be a source for this, he doesn't have any source. Even if there is some Kabbalistic source that a cotton holding on to a Sefer Torah counts as a gadol, but it doesn't apply because holding on to a printed chumash has to be a Sefer Torah, has kedusha Sefer Torah. It's written on both sides of the page, and it's not the same as holding on to a Sefer Torah. So then Tosis continues. Then they have a few lines later in the Tosis, they quote, it's about 5 lines from the end of the Tosfos. They quote a passage from Yerushalmi. It says black and white. It's a passage in Yerushalmi. A cotton holding on to a Sefer Torah is a sniff la'asara, like we had before. Cotton mutal barisa, one every 9, you can make him a sniff la'asara. Means if you have 9 adults, and one is a cotton, holding on to a Sefer Torah, cotton a Sefer Torah, osamosa sniff. So the Ri says, no, that's a Torah Sefer in the Rishalmi. What it means is, a cotton can get an aliyah. You can't give all the 7 aliyahs to a cotton. On Shabbos, when you give 7 aliyahs, you can't give all the 7 aliyahs. If you gave 6 aliyahs to adults, then you want to give 1 aliyah to the cotton, that's okay. That's interesting. The Mishnah says, in Megillah, hakalolam leminyan shiva. Afilu cotton, afilu isha. So the Rambam writes there, interesting, in the Pirush HaMishnah, he says, the Iker Kriyas HaTorah is really 3. And the rest is additional. You never have less than 3. There's one time of the opinion that on a Tainist seaboard that you have to lane, the Ika laning really is the Haftorah. This is Rav Soloveitchik interpret. The Ika Kriya really is the Haftorah because the Nevi'im are always giving Musar and Torchocha. So Dir Shashendi Himotso, they're always calling upon the Jewish people to do tshuva. So the Ika Kriya Satara that side Tainist seaboard is really the Haftorah. But you can't be hamapta menorah tzarech shikra b'torah tchila. You can't give only to lein a haftorah from the Novi. People are going to think that Novi is just as important as the chamishu chumshe Torah. So the one who gets mafter has to lein also an aliyah. So what are you going to give? So one tanas of the opinion, give one aliyah, and a lein from the sefer Torah, one aliyah, and then he'll say the haftorah. So that's one opinion. that if the Tanya Sibah falls out on any day of the week, on Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday, then you give one aliyah, and he lanes one aliyah, and then he says the haftarah. So we paskin, if the Tanya Sibah falls out on Monday or Thursday, so you give three aliyahs, so you give three aliyahs, and the third one is going to say the haftarah. If it falls out, Tanya Sibah is nigs on any other day in the week, other than Sheni Mechamisha, you give one aliyah. So we don't paskin like that. We assume you never have kriyas haftarah less than three. So really, the Iker, that's how the Balei HaTorah saw, the Iker Kriyas, the Iker on a Tanya Sibah really is the Kriya from the Haftarah, from the Techacha, from the Novi. That's the whole role of the Novi, is to give Musar and Techacha. But the Hamapta, Manovi Tzarech Shikr, Batra, Tchila, Mifnei Kor, but HaTorah, people shouldn't think that the Novi is equally important to the Sefer Torah. So they have to give at least one Aliyah. There's no such thing as one Aliyah. You never have less than three Aliyahs. That's the shiloh. Let's say they lane Kriyas HaTorah in shul in the morning. Then after they finished and put away the Sefer Torah, then they realize that they left out a pasuk, or the Baal Korah made a major mistake, and we just weren't yotze on that one pasuk. So what do you do? So in the Shulchan Aruch it says that people should gather together later, and they should take out the Sefer Torah, and make one aliyah. One aliyah has to have a minimum of three psukim. So that pasuk that they left out, or that pasuk that he mispronounced a word, a major error, absolutely mispronounced it. You know, you'd say, so you can't give an aliyah with one pasuk, you give one aliyah with three pasuk, and that's fine. So so Rabbi Soloveitchik, I remember when we learned that Sif in Shulchan Aruch, he was very surprised. He thought, how do you have a Kriyas HaTorah less than three aliyahs? He thought maybe you have to, in order to read, you have to lay in that pasuk, maybe you have to gather together 10 people and lay in a minimum of three psukim, three aliyahs. Three aliyahs. Each aliyah has to have a minimum of three psukim, and together, three is only nine. The Kriyas HaTorah has to have a minimum of 10. He thought that the one aliyah now will not be mitzvah with the seven. We give seven aliyahs in the morning. So, and then we realized that we left out by mistake, we left out one pasuk, or we mispronounced a word in a major erroneous fashion. So after read over, Sir Rav Soloveitchik thought that the Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, since it's such a long separation, an hour or two after the benching, we all gather together, we're going to lane again. He thought it's a separate Kriyas HaTorah. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch also agrees that you never have less than three aliyahs in a Kriyas HaTorah. But this one aliyah is a Hoysofa. We gave seven aliyahs in the morning. Maybe we even gave eight aliyahs. Maybe we laned the Maftir is an eighth aliyah. Now we're going to give a ninth aliyah because we left out one pasuk. It's Shaloi Kisidron. It's out of order. So the Mishnah Megillah says, HaKari LaMafreya Lo Yotza. So the Tosis Rid has the comment on the Mishnayos. Mishnah says, Masha'ina came by Torah. The Mishnah is giving you the differences between Kriyas HaMegillah and Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaMegillah, Kari LaMafreya, Lo Yotza. Kriyas HaTorah, Kari LaMafreya, is Yotza. That's the, they have Heoris from the Maharsham on Shulchan Aruch also. So he has that taina also. How can the Shulchan Aruch write like that? That you lay in the whole Sedra in the morning, and then everybody realizes that they left out a word, or they left out a pasuk. They gather together and they're laying just three psukim with that one pasuk there, but it's Shaloi Kisidron. So the Tosis Vitz, he gets the impression, Tosis Vitz gets the impression from the Mishnah and the Gemara that Kriyas HaTorah can be Shaloi Kisidron. Soloveitchik didn't like it. How can you say it's a Kriyas HaTorah Shaloi Kisidron? You can lay the whole story in the Chumash out of order. See, the whole story will be cockeyed. Let's say you're laying the Musafim of Parshas Pinchas. So you're laying V'yom HaShabbos. Let's say on the 15th day of Nisan you should bring Karbanos. Then you're going to read the Karbanos that you bring on Shavuos. Then for Shavuos you're going to bring the Karbanos that you bring on Sukkot. Then on Sukkot you're bringing the Karbanos that you bring on Yom Kippur. Everything is cockeyed. If you can learn Shaloi Kisidron, everything, the whole story will be cockeyed. So there, Mr. Dama, everyone will agree. If you learn Shaloi Kisidron, you get the wrong, you present the wrong story, it's no good. We're talking on cases, you're going to learn Shaloi Kisidron, the story will not be cockeyed. Everything will be straight, just that he read the psukim out of order. So the Shulchan Aruch assumes that Kisidron is not miyakev in the Kriyas HaTorah. The Chatchila is laying in order, but you have your yotze with them. Rabbi Soloveitchik thought that it's not the Torah, he's giving a hoysofer. It's a new Kriyas HaTorah. So that was his time. Shouldn't you require three aliyahs? So we usually assume not so. We assume it's a hoysofer on the Kriyas HaTorah from before. Otherwise, there was a 2-hour pause in between. So far, there was a 2-hour pause in between.
Move to the Torah. So I can read a story like Esther, everything has to make sense, but we have all over things that don't seem to be in place.
Mm-hmm. but the story is not, it doesn't affect the story. But each story is not affected. Certain things in Chumash are out of order, not in chronological order, but it doesn't convey any mistaken impression. Yeah. If it conveys a mistaken impression, probably not yet, Yotzei L'Mafreya.
Are you making a bracha on the new Kriya?
Yeah.
Before
and another aliyah, before and after, yeah.
Pasuk,
so you can't only read one pasuk, you have to read another two psukim with it. Read the one pasuk that you missed or you made a mistake in the morning, plus another two psukim as a separate aliyah. But we don't say, like Rav Soloveitchik, tiny need three aliyahs. So again, so there's a Mishnah Megillah, Hakol Olam Laminyan, Shiva, Afilu Katan, Afilu Isha. So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis there an interesting comment. In the Mishnah Torah, he doesn't say a word. But in the Pirush HaMishnayis HaMegillah, he writes, Hakol Olam Laminyan, Shiva, the main Kriyas HaTorah is really three. On Chol HaMoed, HaRosh Chodesh, you give four aliyahs. And on Yom Tov, you give five aliyahs. And on Yom Kippur, there's Machlokes HaTanoim. We pass in Yom Kippur, get six aliyahs, and Shabbos gets seven aliyahs. Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that Yom Kippur is on top of the list. Shabbos gets six aliyahs, and Yom Kippur gets seven aliyahs. And we pass on Rabbi Shmuel, then Yom Kippur gets six aliyahs, and Shabbos gets seven aliyahs. So the main Kriyas HaTorah is really the first three aliyahs. So the Rambam translates in the Pirush HaMishnayis, HaKol Olam, Leminyan, Shiva, the basic Kriyas HaTorah is three, so the next four, three and four is seven, the next four that you can give to a katan, you can give to an isha, but the first three aliyahs you may not give to a katan or to an isha. That's the Ikar Kriyas HaTorah. Olam, Leminyan, Shiva, Demitztarfen. So that's what Tosis quotes, this passage from the Yerushalmi, five lines from the end. V'od yamir Yerushalmi katam sef taras mas a sniff. It doesn't mean like a sniff. A katam muta barisos mas a sniff la sara evik nainos a sniff. No, it means not katam this sef taras. Omeri de goras hasan katam lis sef taras should be a lamet, klam a sniff la kriyas atayra ko omar. V'davka hasan, you can give a katam an aliyah. Kedisa ben Megillah, as it says in the Mishnah, Kotno, the Minyan Shiva. And the Mishnah says, Hakalol, the Minyan Shiva, Afilu Kotno, Afilu Isha. Then the Gemara quotes a Brisa that you shouldn't do that. You should not give an aliyah to a woman, they cover that tzima. So Tosis says, Vidafka Hasam, to give a Kotno an aliyah, as it says in the Mishnah, Megillah, Kotno, the Minyan Shiva, to come Hakalol, the Minyan Shiva, Afilu Kotno, Afilu Isha. If not for the fact, Elohai Mishum. That's the reason why you don't give an isha and aliyah. What about a katna also? Kavod HaTzibur goes on katna also. In the Gemara and Megillah, you get the impression it only goes on isha. I'm not sure what Tosis is driving at over here. If not for the Kavod HaTzibur, you would have given a woman aliyah, you would have given the woman and the katna. So Tosis said, that's all the Yerushalmi said. Not katna this Sefer Torah, which might imply katna this Sefer Torah biyodai. Also, most of Snif La'asara. No, not Snif La'asara. Snif L'shiva. You don't give him the Ika three aliyahs. He doesn't count for the main Kriyas HaTorah. Maybe they mean only, just like a Snif La'asara, he can only be mitzar from one cotton, or one Evikanaini, so you can give an aliyah to one cotton. You can't give, let's say, from the seven aliyahs on Shabbos, you'll give two aliyahs to Ketanim and five aliyahs to adults. So maybe that's what Tosis means, the way they're reading the Rishami. You can take one cut and make him a sniff like Kriyas HaTorah, but you can't give two ketanim and aliyah. And they should both count for the minyan Shiva and Shabbos. So Tosis says that Yerushalmi isn't talking about a cut and a sniff lasso. It's talking about a sniff to the seven aliyahs. And it's just saying, Yerushalmi is just saying the same thing that the Mishnah Megillah says. And Av Chav Gimel, that a cut and zolah the minyan. Yeah, how come we don't allow it anymore? We don't allow a cotton to get an aliyah. So the Mogad Avraham explains why. He quotes Machlokes Rabbein Eliyahu in London. Once every 300 pages, they quote something Shulchan Aruch from this Balei HaTosfos. They were Balei HaTosfos who lived in London. So they have now, they printed the, from Kisvei Yad many years ago. Machon Yerushalayim printed Piskei Rabbein Eliyahu in London. Sefer Psokim of his. So he said that Mogad Avraham quotes Machlokes Rishonim. When a cotton can get an aliyah, his mana mishnah, when he used to give a cotton aliyah, what does that mean? The cotton is going to lain the parsha to be moitzi the tzibur, or he's going to say the bracha, so he's going to say both. So the pashta says in the days of the mishnah, whoever got the aliyah lain, then he said the brachas, he did both. So the rishonim have a machlek, some rishonim say, cotton oil on the minyan shiva means he can be the balkari, but he can't say the brachas. To say the brachas, you're going to be Moitzi de Tzibur. The Malkore is not considered Moitzi de Tzibur. Other opinion is the reverse. He can. Other opinion is the reverse. One opinion is he can only lane and he can't say the brachas. One opinion can only say the brachas and he can't lane. So if he wanted to be machmer for the both opinions, so he left with nothing. That's what the Magen Avraham says. We wanted to be machmer for both opinions, so we're left with nothing, so that we don't allow the cut neither to lane to be moitzi the tzibur, nor to say the brachas to be moitzi the tzibur.
But saying the brachas is moitzi the tzibur and what? The brachas is the leader.
So that's the machlokes that the Magen Avraham quotes. So in Reish Pei Beis, when you say the bracha, it's my bracha, or the bracha is to be moitzi the tzibur. Kriyas HaTorah should have with brachas before and after. It's improper to learn Kriyas HaTorah b'tzibur without having brachas. The one who says the brachas is always moitzi the tzibur with the brachas. We usually announce on Parsha Zoch, everybody should pay attention to the Kriyas HaTorah, some hold that is their rice, and everybody should pay attention to the brachas, or like before Mikra Megillah also we say, everyone should pay attention, the Balkar is going to say the brachas. And before Parsha Zohar also we say, Balkar is going to say the brachas, everybody should have a mind to be yotze with the brachas. What is that all about, to have a mind to be yotze with the brachas? So that's what we discussed. There was a Gemara in the first daf and the second perek in brachas, where the Gemara says, you cannot possibly say that if a person is mafresh truma and he didn't say a bracha, that the truma is not chal. There is not yotze in the mitzvah of hafrashas truma. There was a machlokes hatanan. What's the din if a person says a bracha v'lo hishmiya liozno? A bracha is supposed to be recited. You're not supposed to say a bracha in your mind. You're supposed to recite the bracha b'dibur. So dibur means you say, or dibur means mashmiya liozno. You have to say so loud that you can hear. So what if the person is deaf and he can't hear? So we paskan that lachatchili you need mashmili oznam, that's the mitzvah bishle Musa, haskesu shma Yisrael, it's a lachatchili deraisa. When you say kriya shma is a din deraisa, it should be mashmili oznam, kiddush. Kiddush is a din deraisa, you gotta say kiddush, it should be mashmili oznam. Kriya shma, kiddush is deraisa. And b'dyavad we paskan lo hishmili oznam is yotza. So, it says that a cheresh she'enu shamea, one is medaber, Ve'enu Shameya is not considered kishoyte. Chayrish Enu Shameya ve'enu medaber deaf mutes on the days of the Torah, they had no way to communicate with him. So he would be retarded. So that's called a chayrish. One is retarded. But if you have a person who's a chayrish Enu Shameya, he is medaber. Ve'enu Shameya is just deaf. So he cannot be mashmir liyozno. So it says, l'chatchile, he shouldn't be mafrish truma. But the evidence is mafrish is going to be chal. So the Gemara says, why is that? So the Gemara says, should you say that according to the Tana holds if lo hishmir liyozno lo yotze? We don't pass on like that. That's machlek zebudin Rabbi Yosi, the Mishnah and the second parak in Brachas. We pass on lo hishmir liyozno is yotze. Lachatchili after the mitzvah b'shalim Musa of Amira is Amira with Shmiya. According to the other Tana, the lo hishmir liyozno is lo yotze, but truma is chalba machshava. Truma is not a problem. You don't need deeper for a truma. And after lachem truma aschem that truma nitalis me machshava. But the question is, he's supposed to say a birchas hamitzvah. So is there anybody who says that the reciting of the bracha is me'akev, that if you'll be mafresh truma and you won't recite the bracha, you won't be yotze in the mitzvah of truma? So Gemara gave the argument, it cannot be. The hafrashas truma is a mitzvah min ha-Torah, the bracha is only mid-rabbanan, so you can't say the bracha is me'akev. So the later poskim, the Prima Gadim, another poskim quoted the Tosfei HaRosh on that Gemara, the first page in the second parak in brachas. The Gemara said the argument was, if the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema Deraisa, mitzvah is a mitzvah deraisa, tefillin, tzitzis, a mitzvah deraisa, and the bracha is only midrabbanan, so it's not shach to say that the bracha is me'akev. What if you would have a situation where the mitzvah is deraisa and the bracha is deraisa? All birchas ha-mitzvah are only midrabbanan. What if you have a mitzvah where there's a requirement for birchas ha-mitzvah minatar? Then from the Gemara's lashon, it might lead you to believe that the bracha is me'akev in the mitzvah. The only reason why birchas ha-mitzvah is not me'akev, because it can't be. Logically, it's impossible, because la b'bracha talya milsa, mitzvah is deraisa, and the bracha is derabbanan. But if you were to have a mitzvah where the birchas ha-mitzvah would be deraisa, maybe the reciting of the bracha would be li'ikuv. So that's what the Prima Gadim came up with such an einfall, that Parsha Zohar, according to Tosfos, Parsha Zohar is deraisa, And Kriyas HaTorah, Birchas HaTorah is their Isa. The Gemara learned that from Sukkim. Birchas HaTorah is their Isa. So if a person will learn Parsha Zohar without reciting Birchas HaTorah, a svar that is not Yotze. So that's why we make this announcement for Parsha Zohar. Everybody should have in mind to be Yotze with the laning, with the Parsha Zohar, and with the Bracha. Because of this argument that if the one who gets the Aliyah has to recite the Bracha loud enough, everybody should hear. And if they're not going to have a Birchas HaTorah with the Kriya, a svar that they're not Yotze. So that's what the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman had a correspondence with the Dvar Avram, the Rav and Kovne. So they have it printed in the Jewish Dvar Avram. He never came across any pasuk who says like that. The Pri Megadim says it, but he never looked in the Pri Megadim. Never came across any pasuk who says like that. When you learn Parsha Zohar without Birchas HaTorah, that you're not Yotze. By the Yekkes here in the neighborhood, they learn over Parsha Zohar for the women. That was the Sefer Chinuch writes that women are not drafted into the army, so therefore women are not mechuyev to hear Parsha Zohar. Only men who have to serve in the army have to hear Parsha Zohar to remind them you may be drafted into the army to fight against Amalek. So the Menchas Chinuch takes issue. He says, how did the Sefer Chinuch come up with such a wild chiddush? Maybe women are mechuyev. So that argument, maybe women are mechuyev in Parsha Zohar, not only in Menchas Chinuch. Menchas Chinuch was in the late 1800s. the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer, Rav Nos Nadler, lived in Frankfurt for a while till they chased him out of town. So he came up with such a chiddush also. So he was the one who introduced it in Frankfurt. They should lay in Parsha Zohar again for the women. The women usually take care. Younger women have to babysit with their children in the morning when the husband is in shul. So the husband would go home after Musaf, and he would babysit, and the wife would go to shul later in the afternoon on Shabbos. They would lay in Parsha Zohar again for the women. So they would lay in without a bracha, though, because they wouldn't lay in it as haftar. They would only lay in Parsha Zohar. So they would lay in without a bracha. So that's the shaila. Some raised the issue, but the Prima Gadim says that if you lay in Parsha Zohar without a bracha, then you're not yaitze, because the Tosfei HaRosh said that the mashmos of the argument in the Gemara, the first daf and the second derek, was that if there's a mitzvah deraisa, and the Birchas HaMitzvah is deraisa, then the room to say would be miyakev. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel entertains a svara that if you have a mitzvah derabbanan, and you don't say all the Birchas HaMitzvah are derabbanan. So if there's a mitzvah derabbanan, and you didn't say the Birchas HaMitzvah, maybe it's miyakev. Because this argument doesn't apply. How can you say you're not yotze the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is deraisa, the bracha is only derabbanan? No, the mitzvah is only derabbanan, the bracha is derabbanan. So you can say, hey mama, but hey mama. You can't say that a bracha de rabbanon is ma'akib, that you're not yotze mitzvah deraisa, unless they say a bracha. The bracha is only the rabbanon, mitzvah is deraisa. La be bracha talya milsa. But if the mitzvah is the rabbanon, the bracha is the rabbanon, so then there's room to say that the birchas ha-mitzvah is ma'akib and all the mitzvahs is the rabbanon. You lay in the Megillah without a bracha, you light in Eretz Chanukah without a bracha, you do a mitzvah with the rabbanon, didn't say a bracha. If Yosef Engel has a whole essay, he interprets a Rashi and Sukkah like that. He has a Rashi in Sukkah that if you do a mitzvah the Rabbanon and you didn't say the bracha, there's room to argue the point and say that you're not Yotze based on this diuk that the Rosh Tesvi Rosh made on the Gemara. So again, so that's the practice by Parsha Zohar. And so the Mogen Avraham and Resh Pei Beis, all of Hilchas HaTorah is much earlier, Kuf Lamed Hei, in the middle of Shacharis before you get to Aleinu and Sheni V'Chamishi. But Resh Pei Beis is about Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos morning. So the Mogen Avraham has a lot there in Resh Pei Beis that he doesn't have earlier in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. So he has this shaila. Katna Leminyan Shiva, Katan can get an Aliyah. Which part of the Aliyah do we permit him to do? Do we permit him to lane? Because that's Talmud Torah Barabim. The kid can lane, but he can't say the bracha. The bracha Yemoitzi the Tziba with Shemei Koina. Or maybe we should say Faket. The bracha is a private bracha for the Olah LaTorah. The Kriya is Moitzi the Tziba. So the Katan cannot lane to be Moitzi the Tziba, because he's only a cotton, and the tzibur agdolim a cotton can't be moitzi gadol. So because of this machloika, some hold the cotton can only lane, and he can't say the bracha to be moitzi the tzibur. Some say he can only say the bracha can't lane. So we're machman both, so we don't allow the cotton to get an aliyah period. We don't allow anything. The pashtus is the cotton, but the minig always was that you do allow a cotton to get mafter. That always was the minig. The rabbi Tosha said about the. It was a Tosha about Ne'eman, Atah Hashem Elokeinu, Ne'eman in Devarecha. So Tosha says that the cotton, here at Teva Meitiv, the top Tosha is on Mem Vav on the base. So Tosha says, Shoy HaKotten, Shoy HaTinuk Magia L'Sham. The minig was that a tinek would always say the haftarah. The minig always was that you give ktanim haftarah, but you don't give the ktanim an aliyah. Why should haftarah be different? I don't know. Yeah, how can a cotton take get? How can he get an aliyah to be moitze the tzibur? That's what Rav Moshe Rav Soloveitchik used to be fond of saying over this story, that the Balkari and the Shul, the Shamas and the Shul, asked the board of directors he wanted an increase in salary. So they discussed it, and they decided they're not going to get him an increase. So he heard someone snitched, and they told him later on that these two Balabatim were instrumental, two members of the board were instrumental in seeing to it that he doesn't get the increase. And so the others were prepared to give Noisaf, but two of them said no. So the Balkari, the Shamas, and the Shul got up next Shabbos, and he said, he's going to lay, and he has might to be much to everybody except for those two miserable Balabatim who voted that he shouldn't get the increase in the salary. So they asked Rav Moshe Soloveitchik that they have to go to another Shul in order to be Yitzik Kriya Sater, because the Balkari said he has a mind not to be might to them. So he said they don't have to go, because since the Mishnah says, Akot and Zerlu Leminyan Shiva, how can a cut to be moitzi the gadol? Even if you assume Kriyas HaTorah is only the Rabbanon, it's not their Isa. Some Rishonim assume that Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos and Yontav is their Isa. It says Mikra Kodesh. The Ramban al Chumash has Mikra Kodesh, like Eila Kruei Ha'eda. Kruei Ha'eda means those who gather together. So Mikra Kodesh means the day of holy assemblage. When Yisrael should gather together to have Tfilah B'tzibur and to have Talmud Torah B'tzibur. You have Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur. Ramban holds that in general, Tfilah B'chol Yom is only the Rabbana, but Tfilah B'tzibur is the Raisa on Shabbos and Yontif. The Beis Yosef quotes that Ramban. Halacha L'maisa, he quotes it. He thinks that Misadrei HaTfilah, those who wrote, those who composed the Nusach HaTfilah, must have held like the Ramban, because they used that expression in the Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei. Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh means a holy day that you don't do Malacha, so what do you have to mention that in davening for? It must be the Mikra Kodesh means a day of holy assemblage. He's supposed to daven Tfilah B'tzibur, even though Tfilah B'chol Yom is only Rabbanon, but Tfilah B'tzibur, Shabbos Yom Tov, is their rice. That's the Beis Yosef writes, Hilchas Pesach, when he talks about Tfilah B'tzibur on Yom Tov. So he says it would appear from the Loshim, that's his feeling, would appear from the fact that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah put this text into the Tfilah. Mikra Kodesh sounds like they hold like the Ramban al Chumash. The Mikra Kodesh means a day of holy assemblage, that you should daven Tefillah B'tzibur, and you have to have Talmud Torah B'tzibur. So Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur is their eyes. Yeah. Chayvus HaTzibur. The Pashtus is a Chayvus HaTzibur. Yeah. Is it a Chayvus HaYochid? That every Yochid has to daven every Tefillah on Yom Tov and every Tefillah on Shabbos B'tzibur? Or that the tzibur should see to it that there should be a tefillah b'tzibur for all the tefillahs. Yeah, the Prima Gadim takes it so literally. Prima Gadim writes in Hilchos Shavuos that the meaning is that the Shavuos night everybody stays up. So the older people usually fall asleep around 12:30, and then they go home and they go to sleep. And then by the end of the night, more older people go home, and the only ones who stay till the morning are the young kids who are barely bar mitzvah. That just after bar mitzvah age, so you have a minyan, you have 10 kids who are after 13, but he says, with respect to a din d'oraisa, you can't rely on a chazokah, the rabbi. Rabbi Nida has a chazokah. So in order to be bar mitzvah, we had the Rashi here. The Rashi was on the top of Mem Ches Amid Al. Rashi is quoting the Gemara Nida. In order to be bar mitzvah, you have to have shonim v'simonim. You have to be yud gimel shonim v'mechod. You have to have simonim. Simonim means shtei Cyrus. You have to have Cyrus long enough. Keder loch of Rosh and Likoran. Tosha said, you have to have Shtei Sabbaths growing on the Eva Ha'ervam. So, but the Gemara says, Mistame, we go when we check. So with respect to all Dinim, the Rabbanan, we assume that Kol Shigil Echlal Shan Megil Echlal Simon. If the boy is 13 years old, the girl is 12 years old, we assume they probably have the Shtei Sabbaths. But the Benegeya to writing a get, you want the cotton to be kosher to write a get. He said, well, he's already 13. So get is already a din d'oraisa, but you get to do a chalitza, you have to be a gadol to do chalitza. So when you get to those dinim, you have to check to make sure that he has shtei saris. So that's a dion in poskim. There's a dion in the Magen Avraham in two different places. There's a stira. One place the Magen Avraham says, because these are like inyonim of dovish b'yerva, to be allowed to write a get l'shmo is an issue, to be matar neshis ish is a very serious issue of dovish b'yerva. To do chalitza is also dovish should be erva. To do the chalitza, she should be materis lihinose. So a cotton can't do chalitza. But when they get to all the other dinim d'araisa, let's say the kid is going to say kiddush to be motzi the tzibur, that's okay. The kid, he is 13 years old. We rely on the chazakah the rabbi. Rabbi said the chazakah that if he's 13 years old, he probably has shtei saris. In the other place, the Magen Avraham contradicts it. The poskim point that it's a steer in the Magen. The other place, Magen Avraham says, when you get to writing a get and when you get to doing chalitza, you have to check to make sure that the kid has shtei saris. So it's lav dafka chalitza in writing a get means all dinim deraisa. This is just a mashal, a dugma. When you get to all dinim deraisa. So let's say, can the kid be the bal takea to blow shofar? Can it be the bal kari to lein parsha zacha to be moitzi the tzibur? So that's a shaila. It's a din deraisa, but it's not a dovish b'yever. So we usually are machmer on all dinim deraisa. Usually the common practices. When you get to dinim deraisa with machmer, when you get to dinim derabbanan with mekum. That's a shaila. What about let's say chalitza? The Mishnah says kotna ktana lochotz. Both the kotna and ktana cannot do chalitza. Let's say the father married off his daughter. She's an ishus ish deraisa, and the husband dies beli banim. So the wife needs chalitza. So the ktana cannot. You have to wait till she becomes bas mitzvah, then she can do chalitza. So that's a big machlokes. Ketana eino chalitza, is that a din deraisa or is that a din derabbanan? The pasuk says, "Kochi osa liish shel yivnes beisacher." Kochi osa liish, ish prat lekotn. So that's how you know that a kotn cannot do chalitza. Then the gemara says, "Umakshinan ish liish." There's a hekesh, just like the ish, the yavam has to be passed by mitzvah, so the yavama has to be also passed bas mitzvah. So that's a machlokes in Tosfos there in Yevam from the Pek Mitzchalitza. When Makshin and Ish Eliyish, is that a din deraisa or din derabbanan? That the ketana cannot do chalitza. So if you hold it's a din deraisa, then you should have to check to make sure that she has shtei saris. So the Gemara said they used to check. So sometimes it's embarrassing, but you have to check the woman to make sure that she has shtei saris. Gemara says you can have a woman check. Whenever my father used to have a chalitza, he used to try to convince them that they should have it in the yeshiva so the Talmidim should see how you're supposed to do a chalitza. And that everybody knows how you're supposed to do a chalitza. So on one occasion they agreed, and then my father was explaining everything in English. And then this part he said in Yiddish, that we don't have to check to make sure that the woman has shtei saris, because the woman is obviously past the age of 35. She was over 60. She had gray hair. She was very old. She was married to the husband for many years and they had no children. The husband died of an old age. She was also an old lady. So he said, Al Pidin, you don't have to check. Because the Gemara says, once a person reaches Rosh Nosov, so he become an honorary govern. They become a bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, even though they have no shtei saris. So that part he said in Yiddish, so the woman wouldn't understand. Some of the students didn't understand the Yiddish. So someone explained it to them till later, what that was all about. Yeah. So in order to be bar mitzvah, we need shanim v'simanim. But it get to many din, we assume kol shegil achlal shan megil achlal simanim. That's a ruba de leisa kamon. That's called a chazaka, ruba de leisa kamon. Right, chazaka has different meanings in different contexts. So here it means, chazaka means it's a ruba de leisa kamon. Whoever is already megil achlal shanim, the girl is 12 years old, the boy is 13 years old. We assume they probably have shtei saris also. And sometimes you have to be bodik to make sure when it get to chalitza. I'm going to get to Ksivis Aget for that. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a tshuva where he complains that the people who used to do Ibud HaKlaf Lishmo to make their third tefillin and mezuzah used to have young children as apprentices, so they were careful they should be bar mitzvah. Yeah, but bar mitzvah is just over 13 years old. He may not necessarily have shtei saris. So he says Ibud Lishmo is a din deraisa. So he says, we assume like that Magen Avraham. The two Magen Avrahams contradict each other. One Magen Avraham says you have to check for all dinim deraisa, not just for the dovish of the yerva, for the chalitza and for the ksivis aget. For all dinim deraisa, you have to check. You shouldn't rely on chazaka deram. He's not happy why they used to use as apprentices children who were just by mitzvah, and that they were never bodik to see if you have shtei saris. So Nachama, so Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi, that says cotton sefer Torah osmos a sniff. It sounds like in mitzarf the tenth, the cotton. If he's holding on to sefer Torah, says no. That's a Torah sefer. Amari, the correct girsa should be not cotton this sefer Torah, cotton this sefer Torah. Go sniff means you don't give all the seven aliyahs to the Ketanim, like the Rambam wrote in the Pirush HaMishnah, is there in Megillah, and Daf Chav Gimel. Hakolon leminyan shiva, to be mitzarv to the minyan. The main three aliyahs, probably the first three aliyahs, should be gedolim. And the next four, they can be isha, they can be cotton. Yeah, so Moshe Soloveitchik had this issue, yeah. That was the Shaila. The Baal Kor, he said he has a mind to be Moshe, everybody, except for those two Balabatim who didn't agree to give him the increase in salary. So the answer of Moshe Soloveitchik did have to go to another shul to be Yotze Kriya Sater. So he said he doesn't think so. He said being Moshe with Kriya Sater is not based on Shemea Ka'ina, that I say Kiddush and Abdullah, and you Yotze, you listen in. So I say Kriya Sater, you Yotze. Kiddush and Abdullah, one person says Kiddush and all the other 20 people are listening, so it's in it as if all 20 said Kiddush. Shemei Kareina, as if he also said Kiddush. As if he said Kiddush. What are you going to say here? Shemei Kareina, it's considered as if all 100 people in the shul learn Kriya Sater. We don't want everybody to learn Kriya Sater. If everybody learns Kriya Sater, you're not Yotze. We want Kriya Sater, but Tzibur. Want everybody to listen. One Baal Kor should learn for everybody. So he said, that's not based on Shemei Kareina. Shemei Kohen, as if all 10 people or all 100 people in the shul lane, we don't want that. We want the whole tzibur should have Kriya Sater. So it's really Talmud Torah Barabim. One person is learning and everybody's paying attention. So some people pay attention and they understand. Some people don't understand, but at least they're hearing Divrei Elokim Chaim, they're hearing words of Divrei Torah. So he says, even if the Baal Kor says, B'Perish, have in mind not to be Moitzi, these two people, the Yotze anyway. It's Talmud Torah Barabim. So Rav Soloveitchik used to give his mashal all the time. He used to have in the shir, the guy sat right under his nose, didn't understand the shir. He didn't, but Rav Soloveitchik liked him very much because his father was a student of his. When Moshe Soloveitchik passed away, and Rav Soloveitchik took over the class, so this kid's father was in the class then. So he used to sit in the front, and Rav Soloveitchik always used to call on him. He couldn't read the Hebrew. He used to stop, pause in the wrong place when he read the Gemara, the Taisus. Rav Soloveitchik liked him, and because of his chusav. Then there was a kid in the back who knew how to learn very well. He always used to irritate Rav Soloveitchik. He was always asking kashas from the Tosfei HaRosh and from the Meiri and from the Yerushalmis. He used to always bug him. And Rav Soloveitchik used to get irritated, but he knew the shir. So Rav Soloveitchik said, I'll give a shir. The guy in the front, I like him very much. I have a mind to be my team, but he doesn't understand one word. The guy in the back, he understands. I can't stand him, but he understands the whole shit. I have a mind to be my team, I don't have a mind to be my team. Who's Yotze Talmud Torah? So whoever understands is Yotze. Whoever doesn't understand is not Yotze. It doesn't depend. Doesn't help that you have Kavana Lohotze, Kavana Shalom Lohotze. So he said by Kriya Sater, that's what his father said. The Baal Kor learns and he has a mind not to be my team. But if the two Balabatim are paying attention, they're Yotze, the Kriya Sater. He said, that's why there's no kasha. How can a cotton laying? Morgan Avram quoted the machloikas and Reish Pei Beis, whether the cotton can lay to be moitzi the tzibur, he can say the brachas. He can only say the brachas, he can't lay. So he said, we really assume he can do both. He can lay because the laying is not based on Shemei Kohen. It's not like Kiddush and Avdolah. It can't be moitzi them. It has to be on the same level of chiyuv. So the cotton is not a bar chiyuva, the same level as the adult. But in Kriya Sater, it's not based on Shemei Kaina. And the Bricha Sater also, the Pashtas, is not a bracha for the Tzibi. The bracha for the Oilol HaTorah.
If that's true, then why does everyone in the room necessarily have to understand what's being said? As long as there's a Tzibur that's listening, and there's a Talmud Torah Rabbi in here, so why does every person have to hear it? Like earlier, we said that you turn around, the one that Hanan turned around. He doesn't have to hear it.
Yeah, there's a Ramban in the Melchamis and Megillah where the Ramban writes that Kriya Sater is a Chayvus HaTzibur, it's not a Chayvus HaYochid. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that Ramban in the Melchamis. Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Kriya Sater quotes that Ramban. That's Rabbi Soloveitchik had two grandfathers. So when he was a young child, he spent all the time by the mother's father. The mother's father used to learn with him all the time. And his father's father he hardly saw. He rarely visited by Rabbi Chaim. He heard a lot of Torah from his father. In the later years, he spent a lot of time with Rab Chaim. The last 2 years of Rab Chaim's life, they were together every day. They were talking, learning every day. But in the early years, he only visited a few times. So on one occasion, his mother's father told him, next time you go visit the Zayd Rab Chaim, show him the Melchamis and Megillah, that the Melchamis has beferish against him. Rab Chaim Soloveitchik was of the opinion that Kriya Sater is a Chayvus HaYochid. So So when he would be at a rabbinical conference, and he would miss Tefillah B'Tzibah, he'd miss Kriyas HaTorah, he would always make a point of stopping, getting off of the train before Shkia, and going to shul and putting together a minyan in the afternoon. He would ask who didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. There were always 10 people, and then he would learn Kriyas HaTorah. He said on one occasion, Rab Chaim put together a minyan of people who hadn't heard Kriyas HaTorah that morning, and he said, well, he needs a balkari. He knows that one guy said he knows how to read. He knows how to read. So he said, okay, and he's going to be the balkari. Then the guy looks and he said, oh, they didn't tell me I was known as Kudus. He didn't know the Sefer. He never got all these, and he was like, never knew there were known as Kudus in the Sefer. He can't read. He said he can read Hebrew. He didn't know there were known as Kudus in the Sefer. Yeah. So there you go, we see still like that. Sometimes he would miss, sometimes he would come in on a Monday morning or on a Rosh Chodesh or something. So he missed, he would daven b'chidus. He would take the train and then later he would take the plane and he would miss Kriyas HaTorah. So after class he would ask, is there anybody here in the class who missed Kriyas HaTorah? This one said, there'd always be 9 people who would raise their hand. It could be there were more than 9, but there were always 9 people who raised their hands. So they would daven mincha after class, so they would say Ashrei, and then Chatzi Kaddish, then they would take out the Sefer Torah, they would lay, and then they would put it back like on a tiny seat, and then they would daven Shemana Esrei. So the boys would walk by in the hallway, they would think Rabbi Soloveitchik has a new shita, you have to lay by Mincha. Hashem B'chamish was a new shita, just he missed Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, and he followed his grandfather's opinion. So he said on one occasion, his Zeta, Rebellia Prusina, Rebellia Feinstein, told them when you go to visit the Zayd Rab Chaim Shom the Mohammed and Megillah. Says Beferish that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvus HaTziba, not a Chayvus HaYoch. So he said he showed it to Rab Chaim and somehow he reinterpreted the Ramban. It came out, not only was it not a stira to what he said, it was a raya to what he said. I don't know, nobody knows how it's possible to reread that Ramban, that Mohammed. I don't know, they have biographies, in the biography of Rabbi Zalman, I think, they quote that there was a Ramban and Megillah that contradicts something. The Rab Chaim said a different thing. Rab Chaim said you have to read it differently. He punctuated the sentence with a semicolon. He paused a different place. That came out to be a riot to him. But this one, I don't know. Rab Soloveitchik used to tell over this story like this. The Rab Chaim reread the Ramban, came out, it was a riot to him on this issue about whether Kriyas HaTorah is a Chavis HaYoch or Chavis HaTzibah. Others say it must have been a different Ramban on a different issue. But how many people have to daven along that it should be considered the Tefillah B'Tzibah?
Why would the person getting the Aliyah have to read it in an undertone? The Baal Korah is reading it for everyone. Why does
the Olah LaTorah have to read along? We're not sure exactly. The Rosh has like that. So Rav Soloveitchik worked very hard to interpret the Rosh. He didn't really come up with a satisfactory interpretation. But that's what the Rosh came up with that. Mikra, then we pass on a summa may get an aliyah, that he doesn't have to lane alone. That's what they quote from the Binyamin Zev. Binyamin Zev is a tshuva sefer written by Talmud of the Ramo. So they quote that in Shulchan Aruch, in the Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Mikra, then a summa may get an aliyah. And the Mishnah Berurah says, but it's really a big machlokes, because the Rosh says you have to lane alone. The Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't give Parsha Zocher. Parsha Zocher is the rice, you should only give it to a person who's able to lay along. If he's an Amoritz or he's a Suman, he can't lay along, shouldn't give him Parsha Zocher. Others say, what do you mean? Parsha Zocher is there. I said that it should be like the Rosh said. Parsha Zocher there. I said to lay Parsha Zocher. The Baal Korah lanes, he might see everybody. All these details, all this is all Midirabbanan. Why is the Mishnah Berurah so makpid that Parsha Zocher has to be Parsha Zocher the same as any other Kriyas HaTorah? It's deraisa, so the Baal Korah should be for sure a bar mitzvah. But to say that he has to be able to lay along, why is it different from any other kriyas out there? So let Nachama. So there used to be a minig in the Rabbeinu Talmuds, a minig shtus. You can mitzarf 9 gedolim with 1 cotton as long as he's holding on to a sefer Torah. So he thinks that the whole thing is a minig shtus. It's a misunderstanding. They took it from the Pirkei de Rav Lezer. Has no shaykhus over here. And even if there would be a source somewhere which he's not familiar with, that would be if you hold on to a real Sefer Torah, holding on to a printed Chumash, or a written Chumash on both sides of the page, that's not Kedusha Sefer Torah, that's utterly ridiculous. So he doesn't like it. It's an often a Yerushalmi, cotton the Sefer Torah, osmos, a sniff, say, no, it's a sniff of Kriyas HaTorah, has nothing to do with anything. That goes on a sniff of Kriyas HaTorah. And then they say, because Mikra Din, Hakalalam and Yeshiva Afilu Katna Afilu Isha, if not for the fact that there's an issue of Kavarat Tzibur. So that Kavarat Tzibur, the Gemara, it sounds like it goes on Isha, does it also go on Katan? The Gemara doesn't, the Gemara Megillah doesn't say it goes on Katan. I don't know. Taisus probably also only goes on Isha. I don't think it goes, probably doesn't go on Katan. Al Shadvarim, there is no such thing. And if there is, Afilu Imashkam Shum Duchta, even if there is some source somewhere that Taisus is not familiar with, so that it's only if he's holding on to a real Makoy, a real Sefer Torah, not holding on to a Ha'ase Begilion, like a real cloth. Avo Chumashim Shalana, printed Chumash, the way we have written on both sides of the page, that's not. Okay. Ulpirish Abinatam, Chumash Enimo Klam, the Yadakot, that's irrelevant, totally irrelevant. Avo Kotn Lechud, Havi Sniff, if you have 9 adults and 1 cotton, so Abinatam said, that we do paskin like that. But they said the top line on Memches, doesn't go on the first Rebbe Shulman Levi Kotlam Luta Barisha Osmosa Snifla Asora. Doesn't go on that. No, it goes only on the members two with Shabbos or Tisha B'Orem Mitzvah from all of those members. That we reject. They don't make any sense. But the kotnos, the sniffle asar, that Rabbi Natam says that it is acceptable. Nahamot. I will kotn luchud without the Sefer Torah Havi sniff, fine. I will trade loy, but if you have only 8 gedolim and 2 ketanim, you can't do that. Kedikam gabi uvda the Rab Lezer, there were 2 avorim, you had to be mishachar 1, and then you can be mitzar for 1 evid to be mashal in the minyan. You say the same thing, even if you all like the Rabbi Natam, that 1 kotn can be mitzar with 9 gedolim. But you cannot be mitzaref 2 ketanim with 8 gedolim. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, no, we left out a Yerushalmi. That's on the 4th wide line in the Tosfos. 4th wide line in the Tosfos. That's after they quoted the Pirkei Rav Lezer. Then they say, Mika Amar b'Yerushalmi, here's a new source that we didn't have yet. Yerushalmi tells, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Zimnin Sagin, very often when I was a child, Acholisim Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta, his father was Abba Chalafta, he doesn't want to call his father by his first name. He says, my father Chalafta, that's okay. Can't say Chalafta. He says, my father Abba Chalafta, that's permissible. His name was not Abba Chalafta, his name was Chalafta, and his son Yosi, Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta, refers to his father as my father Chalafta. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not allowed to call him Moshe. Hey Mo, hey Moshe, you're not allowed to call him Moshe. But Yeshua says Adoni Moshe Kloim. You're permitted to call the Rebbe by the first time if he say Rabbi Moshe, Reb Moshe, that's permissible. Adoni Moshe Kloim, that's permissible because he said Adoni Abba Chalafta is mutter. So he says Zim Nesagin on various occasions, many times. Acholus Rabbe Rab Chalafta Abba, my father, my Chalafta, and with Rab Chanina Bar Sisi Chavivi. Habibi means my uncle. There were 2 gedolim after bar mitzvah, and I was the 3rd one. I was yedelamim v'brochim. V'lam zamnim ilavoy, and they would not be mitzar for me to the mezuma. And sheveisi shtei Cyrus till I became a bar mitzvah. I but it was a kotnei yedelamim v'brochim. So didn't the Gemara come to the conclusion? Lechzel scholani shmeitzer kodam rab nachim kotnei yedelamim v'brochim mezamnim olav. So Tosfos says a mishom mashma. Would appear from that Yerushalmi de lehitz taref leziman loy abdinan uvde atchiyovish de Cyrus. He can't be mitzarf the cotton to the mezuman unless he has hevish de Cyrus. But the mashmoy is adio call it tfilo abdi. But to be mitzarf 1 cotton to davin tfilo betzibur kriyas ater betzibur, that's okay. How do you see? How do you see that when you show me? The Maaseh Shoyi was about benching. So Taisa made a deal. What do you see? V'hasa mashmut let's start from the zimun. Loi avdin uvda. Al shavish neisaris. Alba letfilu yeh. Then he say, mitochi v'shami. The next line contradicts the first line. And the reed disagrees. Mitochi v'shami yizeh. Pirish reed. They know some cotton sniff la'asar. Loi letfilu. Loi lebichas ha'mozen. He disagrees. He doesn't think that it's a deal. I don't see how the first Pala Taisis did see a deal. The Maaseh Shoyi in Yerushalmi was, it wouldn't be mitzaref me to the mezumen of 3 until I had Shtei Saris. Doesn't say anything about Tfilah. Yes or no? Doesn't say anything. So the Ri understood the Yerushalmi Fakeret. You wait till he's a Gadol. The Gam Hayam Ri, Shigam Rabbeinu Tam, the Ri was a nephew of the Rabbeinu Tam, so they were together much of the time. Shigam, he was a son of his sister, Rabbeinu Tam's sister. Rabbeinu Tam had two brothers. Rashi only had daughters. So one son-in-law was Rabbeinu Meir, one son-in-law was the Rivan. So Rabbeinu Meir had three sons. He had, the Rashbam was the oldest son, and he used to learn with Rashi. He had the most respect for Rashi. So I don't think he ever disagrees with Rashi. Rashbam always quotes Rashi, always follows Rashi. And Rabbeinu Tam was the middle son. He was a little baby when Rashi died. And he often disagrees with Rashi. Tfilin the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't agree with Rashi's tfilin. He disagrees a lot of times with Rashi. And then the younger son was born after Rashi passed away. He was named after Rashi, Rabbeinu Shlomo. So he says here, "Begam hayam erid," that the Rabbeinu Tam never did it halacha l'maaseh. Shigam Rabbeinu Tam atzmo lo hayanoig lasas kain lasas katan snif lasar. Even though he said leisilchus of kohen ishmaitzeh doesn't go on Rabbi Shoba Levi. And since he's the cotton is mitzdarf to asara for Zimun, who had the nami for kriyas haTorah and chazara sashat, because the Gemara made an equation, that's what he said as shtikol Torah. But lamaisa alach almaisa he never did it. Rabbeinu Tam yatz malohay yendag lasses kain lasses cotton stiff lasar. But he also maisa. The hilka chafeluchem bishbiyado lomahani. It's not right. Kidi pirashna. Kevin dolasani cotton. Kevin doloy is honey. Cotton levadai, since a cotton alone doesn't help, you have nine adults and one cotton, you don't have a minion. So even gam chumish biyadai loisani, that doesn't help either. Mihu, what if he's a cotton pareach v'yadele mimavrochim? Cotton pareach means he's starting to have the shtei saris. Plus, as yadele mimavrochim, because that's how Tosis is said on the top. Lechsel so kol hanishmaitse. There was one bala Tosis said, Lechsel so we don't pass like the last man the Omar. That cotton parech is good, but you need travaya binon. That's what Tosis said on the first narrow line. Amem chesem and travaya binon. You need both. You need yedeh lemim mevorchem and cotton parech. So that's what they're repeating again over here. Miu cotton parech. Yedeh lemim mevorchem. They have both. Mashma shem mevorchem alav gam bishloisha. Kibraisa, that we don't disagree. Well, that command the park, nobody disagrees. Vizel is shown Rabbeinu, I don't know who Rabbeinu is, one of the Bali Atesis. She posek maskana de milse enosim cotton snifla asar leziman or letfila. You're not mitzar for cotton. However, enosim cotton, I mean a cotton mutol barisa, you don't make them. Not like Rabbi Shimon, that we cut mutol barisa, mamishatina, like an infant. So we don't pass on like that. Einasim kot stif lasara zimun vila tefila vila shlosha to mezumen of three. Atchiyavi shtei sairis keuvde de Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina b'Yerushalmi. And then what? And then if he's heavy shtei sairis we have daily mim mevorach we have both. Then you can be mitzarifim for what? How far? But the Amin Yerushalmi kot nimsev tara osmas. Yeah. Then you mitzarifim for what? For shlosha for asara. Only for Asara, not for Shlosha. So that was the Shadda before in Tosis. So this is quite a... Tosis raised so many different issues and different opinions. They keep on switching opinions from one line to the next. They're quoting a different opinion. The next Tosis, Abai v'Rava, is a repeat from what they wrote before. Abai v'Rava, how old were they? They were cotton pareach, means they already had Shtei Saris, but it wasn't... Shtei Saris is an older age, 11, 12, it's around then. You don't have Shtei Saris when you're a little child. So what was the big gedula that Rabbi asked them, where is HaKadosh Baruch? And they walked outside and they pointed to the heavens. An 11-year-old child, I should hope that he knows where that the Rabbanu Shalom is in the heavens above. So what's the big chiddush? They says, no. How old were Abai v'Rava? You have a ketan in Porchim, if they already have Shtei Saris, and my revu sayu. What's the big tzimis that they were so intelligent that they knew the Rebbeinu Shlomo is in the heavens above? Dopey kid will also know that. Maribusa behu have a behu shehibitu klapi mila that they looked up to the heavens. That's achlaima the high love the zaman yalav kabo. We're not talking about being with sarfim to a zimun. We're talking about a cotton, very young child. They were 5 or 6 years old. They already knew where Hashem is. We're not talking about a cotton periach. So the story of Abai Barabbah has nothing to do with it. And the way Tosis interprets that Shavai Beinon, you need cotton periach plus Yudel Amim Avarchim, and then they quote the story of Abai Barabbah. That's not talking when they were cotton periach. They were much younger than cotton periach. That's what Tosis said before. They're just repeating the same thing. So that's the whole story, the background. Whether if you have 9 adults and 1 cotton before Bar Mitzvah, whether you can even tzare from or not. So the practice used to be there, yes, I remember. It used to be mitzvah. Sometimes they would ask the kid to hold on to a chumash, like Tosis. Rabbeinu Tam says a minik shtus, but other Rishonim had that practice. Tell the kid to hold on to a chumash, a printed chumash.
The Rebbe was quoting before the story from Rosh Hashanah. Was he assuming that Kriyas Torah is Kovasi Yachid? Is he assuming that everyone needs to be Yotze, even though everyone needs to be Yotze, the Talmud Torah Mitzibar?
Probably was. He probably was assuming like his father. I don't know. Probably was. They stuck to their opinions. They didn't change their minds. Yeah. Okay. Let's see the next Gemara. Am Rav Yudah Bei Derav Shmo Bashelas Mishmei Derav. He's quoting in the name of Rav. Yeah. Mezuman of Asara. Then he said Baruch Elokeinu. What if not all 10 had bread? Tisha ochlu dogam echad ochal yerek. 9 ate bread, doesn't mean 8 dogam. 9 ate bread and 1 only ate vegetables, and you say bar nefashes. You don't say birchas hamazon after it, say has a chidish mitztarfen. Even though not all 10 had bread. Amar Rab Zera, ba'oi minei me Rab Yuda. I ask the shayla of Rab Yuda, who was a Talmud of Rav. Amar Rab Yuda. Rabbi Yudah is the one who's saying over the name of Rav. So I once asked Rabbi Yudah, this din, if you said the din if you have 9 ate bread and 1 ate yerek. What if you only had 8 people ate bread? Shmoyne mao, shiva mao. What if only 7 people ate bread? 3 ate vegetables. Amalei lo ishnas. Rabbi Yudah said the same thing. So then he has a comment. He says, shisha vadei lo meboili. I never asked the shayla whether 6 people ate bread and 4 didn't have bread. That I didn't ask shayla. I think that's stupid. That's not correct. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, it's a good thing you didn't ask. Shap Rabbit is the loy barloch. It's a good thing you didn't ask because you make a fool of yourself. Awesome time in my, why is it enough if you have 9 and 1 and 8 and 2 and 7 and 3? Why is it good? Time in my Mishim Dika Ruba, because you have the rive of them had bread. So it's 6 and 4. If 6 people, 6 adults had bread, and 4 katan before by mitzvah, not katan. And 6 people had bread. And 4 had vegetables, yerokas. So if you have a rib, it's good enough the way it is. So why did the first Amora think not so? He says, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, what was it? Who was the one? Rabbi Zera. Zera says, I ask Rabbi Yehuda about 8 and 7, and 6 I would never ask. Why would he never ask on 6? Why does he think 9 and 8 and 7 is a rib? And 6 is also a rib. So why does he think this, it's better if you have 7, then if you have 6, it's the same din of Erev. So that's where Rabbi Yirmiyah makes fun of him. I'm the Rabbi Yirmiyah. Shap Rav Doi Boiloch. Hasam Tam Ma'am Shindik Aruba. Hachanam Yik Aruba. This is Erev, so it's good. Not like you think that it's no good. Frank Mavi Ihu Sava. What did Rabbi Zera think? He said, whenever he has 6, that's for sure is no good. Why is it for sure no good? Everything more. Apparently he thinks, Ruba de Minkere. Ruba de Minkere. But you need to should be Erev. The Minka. So what's a rive? The Minka? So that's what the Rabbi Yehuda says. If you have 3 people, yeah, what's a din this if you have rive 8 bread and a miut 8 vegetables? Is that only out of 10? What if you have a mizuman of 3 and 2 ate bread and 1 ate vegetables? Also you say if a rive 8 bread is good enough. So that's 2 days and the next thesis. What if you only had 3? Because there's room to distinguish. What I said before, a cotton mutal barisa osmosis niflasa when a knaini osmosis niflasara, 1 you can make a sniff only for asara. But if you're going to bench mizumim with 3, you cannot be mitzarf 1 cotton, cannot be mitzarf 1 ever. So that's what some Balei HaTosis said. Yeah, this over here, the guy who ate vegetables, you can make him a snifla asara as long as he ate vegetables, you can say baruch shachalnu. But there is no institution of snifl shlosha, like the Mara said before. One katan luta barisa, one abbot can be mitzarfed to nine to bench mezuma b'shem, or to be mitzarfed to nine to have chazaras hashatz, or to have kriyas hatar, but not mitzarfed to two to have a mezuma of shlosha. So just like one eved and one katan are not mitzarfim to a mezuman of shlosha. So to over here, if one ate vegetable and two ate bread, you won't be mitzarfed. That for asara, that's the din of snifla asara. But for mezuman of two had bread and one had vegetable, it should be no good. So that's a machlok. There's two opinions in Tais. The common meaning is that you are mekel. If the third one only had vegetables, you are mitzarfim. But there's room to argue the point. The 2 days in Tais, room to argue the point and distinguish. The Tais quotes, there's a beferisha Yerushalmi. The third line in the Tais, the Maschal Tisha. Amiyu b'Yerushalmi Tani, it says, black and white, shlam shoch lepas vechad yerek, mizamnim. Period. Chem pas agree, but Taisvis. Period, that's it. So pasuk, when you have a mezuman of three. Asar Mikutzi is one of the Balei HaTaisus. They say in history books he was never a count. He was never a duke. His name was the Rash Mikutzi, but the Rosh is a poor man. So a Rosh in biblical Hebrew means a poor man. So Didiman call him the Rash. We call him the Rash Mishantz and the Rash Mikutzi. Kutzi is another city. So they don't want to call him the Rash Mikutzi, because then it'll sound like the poor man from Kutzi. That's a design. So they switched around the Rosh tables and called him the Sar Mikutzi. But it's all above them. I said, I have this little book about the count of Kutzi. So that's the Sar Mikutzi. He was never a count. He was the Rash Mikutzi. Yeah. So Tosef says it's black and white, the Beferisha Yerushalmi, Chem Pas agree, the Tosef, Betosefasa and his Tosefas, that, like the Yerushalmi, that if one ate vegetables, he gave mitzarfim to two who had bread. However, the Sarmikutzi Paskin, they not lochikosa brisa, because Yerushalmi contradicts the Bavli. He had the impression that just like one cotton and one eviknani is snifla sara, so one out of ten who had vegetables is good. But he thinks that one out of three, just like you can't be mitzarf one cotton and one eved, Tishloisha, only one cotton went ever to Asar, but Tishloisha not. So too, one who ate only vegetables should not be mitzarev to a mezuman of three, only to a mezuman of ten. So it's 2 days, and many gives lahakel on this, that as long as one had a vegetable, he's mitzarev, as long as he had a kazais, he's mitzarev. Yeah, what if he didn't even have a kazais of a food? What if he just drank? It's also good. So that was the Gemara told the whole story about Shimon ben Shetach. Shlomtzion Hamalka, poor lady, was the sister of Shimon ben Shetach. Probably a nice religious girl. She got stuck. She had to marry Yana Hamalek. Probably she was petrified. Not going to marry him, he'll kill her. He murdered every other person just to remain in office. He was a Meshugana Yanai. He's a murderer. So he... So one day he had a whole party and he needed someone to bench. They were religious, but they didn't know how to bench. So he got Shimon ben Shetach. So Shimon ben Shetach drank a cup of wine, and that's going to enable him to bench Mezuman. The Gemara says, Shimon ben Shetach, David, the Gamehu, we don't pass on like that. The Ovid, you have to follow. So Shimon ben Shetach drank a cup of wine. And that was enough for him to bench Mezuman to be made to the others. Then the Gemara said, we don't pass like Shem HaShetach. Where was the Gemara? Shem HaShetach Dovah, L'Garmehu Dovah. He followed his own opinion. Ocham Rab Cheber Abba, he can only be made to the others if he had a kazayis dog, he had a kazayis of bread. So Tosis wants to say, Tosis has a shayla. When it says if he ate vegetables, he can be mitzarif to the Zimun, and you can say Baruch Shachan Vishlov Tuvachayinu, do you have the right to say that Shtiyah Bechalal Achilah, that even if he drank a cup of wine also, Shem HaShetachel, if he drank a cup of wine, you can say Baruch Shachan Vishloi, no problem, and you can recite the Birch Samazim to be Moitzi the others. He didn't even eat any bread at all. Not only didn't eat Kedis, he didn't even eat any bread at all. He just drank a cup of wine. So he can be the one to bench. Yet. So that we don't pass like. Ashayachal Kazai's dog can only bench if you had a kazayis of bread. But if you drank the wine, we paskin, you cannot bench. So those are the 2 days in Tosas. 2 days in Tosas, whether for Shloisha, whether Yera counts, so we make all on that. And the 2 days in Tosas, what if he drank wine? So the drinking wine, the Gemara says, you can be mitzarefim to the mezumim, but it can't be moitzi the others. But you can be mitzarefim to the mezumim. So that's the shah. The Tosas is not sure. So Tosas wants to make a diuk. I don't see it's such a gevaldig diuk. The Yerushalmi has a lashon of Rabbi Yechanan. Lola made a motzi at sheochel kezayis dogan. You can't be motzi the others unless you had a kezayis dogan. But to be mitzar if it is good. And then the Yerushalmi quotes Rabbi Yechanan the same amora saying, "E mezamnim at sheochel kezayis dogan." Mashma afilu mitzarif. If you drank wine, you're not mitzar. So Tosafot wants to say the teretz to the stira. It's a stira between the quotations of Rabbi Yechanan as they quoted in the Bavli and as they quoted in the Yerushalmi. The Tosafot tries to make it that it's not a contradiction, because it's the same Amora, Rabbi Yechanan. It could be that by the time the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan was brought over, carried over from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, could be that a mistake crept in. And either the mistake is in the Babli or in the Yerushalmi wanted it to. But Tosafot tries to push them in together, so they suggest maybe there's a chiluk between Shloisha and Asar. They're not sure. Yeah. Yeah, so we assume if you drank a cup of wine, you are mitzarif, and you can't say Baruch Shachal Namishalo. Why? Because Achila Shtia is Bechalal Achila. That's a Gemara Chulin, Dav Kuf Chav, Shtia Bechalal Achila. As if you have to show off there, Shem Akech, Osuch Alecha B'Shirecha Ma'asa Digonecha B'Shirecha B'Yitzarecha, Chorez B'Korecha B'Tzanecha, V'Yachal Tosham Lefnei Hashem Alakecha Ma'asa Digoncha Ti Rosh Chuyitzar. V'Yachal Tosham Ma'asa Digoncha Dogon is Dogon, bread, cake and cookies made from grain. Ti Roshcha is wine, so you're drinking the wine. How do you say V'Yachal Tosham? So you see that Shtia Bechlal Achila. So you can say Baruch Shachan Mishalah, even though you only drank wine. Yeah, that's in Shulchan Aruch, says if it's water, you can't be Mitzarfim to Azim. It has to be Dafka wine. Or let's say a juice, some kind of apple juice, orange juice, that would also be acceptable. Just water is not acceptable. Fine. So what was blind? What's the story? So Yada HaMelech had he threw a party. He's always victorious in battle. He kept on throwing victory parties. So he once threw a party, had Shem HaShetach a bench for him. Shem HaShetach only drank the cup of wine and he benched. And most of we don't pass like Reb Shem HaShetach. We don't pass like Reb Shem HaShetach. What are we passing? Hachem HaPchei Barab HaMiyach Lelem HaNe Metzayam Dechabat Sam Shech Gezayis Dogen. To bench for the others, you have to have had a kezayis of bread. To be mitzarif, it's enough if you had a cup of wine. But to be mitzarif to the zimun, to bench mezumen. So the Gemara says, for that, to bench to be mitzarif to the others, you have to have a kezayis of bread. But to be mitzarif to the zimun, that's enough if you had a drink of wine. Yeah. So here, Rashi quotes the Kasha from the Bahag. What did the Gemara say? That if the person had a kezayis of bread, it could be moitzi the others with the benching. So the Bahag is bothered with a problem. The one who eats a kezayis of bread is only b'chayv to bench ben the Rabbana. The others probably had a full-blown meal. Yana v'chaverov, the cabinet members, they had a full meal. Some they had kedei sviya. So b'chaz hamazon is only their rice. We learned on daf chav from the base. B'chaz hamazon is only their rice if you eat kedei sviya. If you only have a kezayis, it's only b'chaz hamazon the Rabbanan. So how can you say lehotzi achem derechavosan is good enough if you have a kezayis of bread, but the others ate kedei svi? You only mechuyim in the rabbanon. The others are mechuyim in bench and menater. So the Bahag says anachanami, you can only be moitzi the others if you had kedei svi. If you only had a kezayis and you're only mechuyim in the rabbanon, you can't be moitzi the others. So what's with the ma'aser shehoya? The ma'aser shehoya is not like that. All the others ate a kadei sviya, and Yana Hamelech only Shimon Meshetach only had a kazayis of bread. It says that would have been okay if he would have eaten kazayis of bread. He could have been mitzi the others. But the others clearly had kadei sviya. So the Bahag implies that the others didn't have kadei sviya. Well, isn't that ridiculous? How could they not have had kadei sviya? They had a whole party. So we suggest that maybe what he meant, maybe the Bahag meant to say they didn't have a kadei sviya of bread. Maybe his opinion is ve'achalta b'savata ve'rachta. That minatari yomalim chuyif the bench if you ate kadei sviya. I mean, you ate so much bread that you would have been saveh with the bread alone, even without the fish and the meat and the vegetable salad and the kugel and the cholent and all the and the dessert and everything else. The bread alone, that's a shaila. Is that called kadei sviya? If you ate kazayis of bread, but you ate so much other food together with the bread that you're really full, is that called achila kadei sviya that you chayif the bench for shum and atara? Or maybe that's only midrabban. So it could be that that's how the Bahag read the Gemara. That Yane v'chaverev, they ate kedei sviya, they had a kazayis of bread, and they ate a ton of other food. But he holds that it's only birchas hamazon derabbanon. Derchiyah b'shamazon only derabbanon. Because minatari, it's you only mechuyif to bench if you ate kedei sviya of bread. That seems to be a machlokes between the Magen Avraham. He mentioned it already. Magen Avraham, quoted by the Mishnah Brewer, says it's enough if you eat a kazayis of bread in conjunction with a whole filling meal, that's called kadei sviya, then you have to bench minatar. And the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. He says, why did the other things mitztarfim? You only mechuyif to bench if you know that there was a kadei sviya from the bread alone. If the kadei sviya had to be mitztarf other foods or other factors to make them full and satiated, so then that's a machlokes whether that's called kadei sviya. So that's the answer the Bahag gives. Yanim v'chaverim didn't really have kadei sviya. So therefore, anyone who waited kazayis b'chuyim b'drabbanan, they can be mighty them. Yeah, Rashi says it's ridiculous, but I mean, Yanim v'chaverim didn't eat kadei sviya. He doesn't go for this answer.
But at the end of the day, we passed in the Gemara that we make birchas hamazon on bread. And so where is the Magen Avraham getting it from? What Gemara is mashma that other food shen birchas hamazon on b'sadeya from it?
He holds that that's the pashtus. That does mean that you ate so much bread that you ate kadei sviya from the bread alone. That's not normal. People eat bread together with a whole meal. True, years ago they used to eat much more bread because more people are dieting today. Because now the doctors realize that being overweight is unhealthy. Years ago they thought being fat is healthier. It meant that you're healthier. So they used to eat a lot of bread in order to get fat, in order to gain weight. And today people eat much less bread. But Bangaram holds mitzarasvar. Kadei svi means he ate v'achalta kazayis of bread v'savata from the rest of the food. The Gemara has later v'achalta v'savata one time holds v'achalta would have meant a kazayis v'savata means shtiya. You have to drink. So v'savata is not the same thing as v'achalta. V'achalta means he ate kazayis of bread. V'savata he drank some milk, water, or some beverage in conjunction with the bread. So even if you hold not so. That's the shayla. Even if you hold that, so there is an opinion in Shulchan Aruch that if a person ate bread, he ate a sandwich and he didn't drink anything. So there's one opinion that he's only mechuyif to bench min derabbanan. If you had three people ate, and two of them had bread with drinks, and the third one only had bread, didn't drink anything, so there's an opinion that the one who didn't have any drink is only mechuyif to bench min derabbanan, because ve'chalta zu kazayis v'savata is shtia. You have to have shtia. So if you didn't have shtia, the benching is only derabbanan. And the other two, the echiv to bench is menatara, says more proper than one of those mechiv to bench menatara should bench, not the one who's on a mechiv to bench medirabbanon. One had real kadei sviya, one only had a kazayis. So that thing, Mara seems to say that kazayis only the rabbanon, kadei sviya is their isa. So you should have the one who's going to be benching to be mozi the whole group, to be mozi the three or more, is one who is mechiv to bench menatara. Shouldn't take one as mechuyif to bench min derabbanan to let him be moitzi or the others mechuyif to bench min atar. So again, so the Bahag, sounds like a machlag is right, Bahag. So the Bahag holds that to eat kadei svi means kadei svi from the bread alone. It's not enough if you have kazayis of bread and kadei svi from the meal. That's what it seems the Bahag holds. And Rashi is in disagreement. The Pashtus says no. If the courses in the meal add up to the bread and it satiates the person, that's called achilik de sviya. It's b'chuyif de bench min atar. So that's the Bahag's answer. The Meister Shoya over here was, Yanei Mechaverev didn't eat Kedei Sviya of the bread, so therefore if the bench was only the Rabbanon, Shoya. Okay. That's the first opinion. What's the second opinion? Yeah, what's the second opinion? So Rashi has a Mechudish Dik opinion. The one is Mechuyib in the Rabbanon is called Mechuyib B'Dovim. What? You don't need to be Mechuyib B'Dovim in HaTorah to be Motzi Achem Edei Chayvosim. The Gemara is in Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third perek. This is quotes from Rosh Hashanah. Mishayinim Mechuyib B'Dovim. It's a Mishnah. Mishayinim Mechuyib B'Dovim and Motzi Asaram Edei Chayvosim. Let's say the best part to Kehem Tan is in Isha. The best part to Kehem is Achem Edei Chayvosim. So they're not Mechuyib in Tekir Shofar. So even if the blow shofar to be motzi the rabbim, they won't be yotz. Mishen b'chuyib b'dover, and motzi osa rabbim medei chayvosim. So how m'chuyib do you have to be? So Rashi says, if you're m'chuyib med rabbonon is enough. You don't have to be m'chuyib med ha-toyra to be motzi somebody else. So if you ate k'dei sviya bread, you're m'chuyib med rabbonon to bench. So then he says, Rashi says, it can be bench to be motzi the others. Even though the others ate k'dei sviya. You are m'chuyib b'dover. So Tais is not happy with that because it's a Beferish Gemara and Daf Chof contradicts it. What does it say on Daf Chof? That the cotton shehigel achinuch is only mechuyib in the rabban. Can he bench to be moitzi his father? So the Gemara says he can only be moitzi the father if the father is the same level of chiyuv that he is on. So the kid is only mechuyib in the rabbanon. So the child who's going to bench before bar mitzvah can only be motzi his father if the father only ate kezayis. If the father ate kedei sviya, father mechuyif to bench ben ha-toyra, and the kid is only mechuyif to bench ben the rabbanon. So one who mechuyif ben rabbanon cannot be motzi father who is mechuyif ben ha-toyra. So this is a kasha against Rashi. So how does Rashi answer the kasha? Rashi says, no, that's a different story. Why is it a different story? Because the child is mechuyif ben the rabbanon mitam chinuch. Like Rashi, it's not true. The Chachamim were never mechayiv a child. They were only mechayiv the father to see to it that his son should bench after the son finished eating a meal. But the Chacham never declared that the child is mechayiv. Yeah, why should Rashi hold like that? That a mechayiv mid Rabbanon is enough to be moitzi. One is mechayiv min ha-Torah. This whole din itself is only with the Rabbanon. Mishani b'chuyib b'dabe, that motzi ha'am dechavosim. That din is only with the Rabbanon. That a cherusha to be caught in an anisha cannot be the baltekeya to be motzi the tzibur. Mishani b'chuyib b'dabe is only a din the Rabbanon. Is that what Rashi is driving at? Hashver revort. The Ramban has a mashal. Ramban wants to explain why it should be a din the raisin. Mishani b'chuyib b'dabe motzi ha'am dechavosim. So he says, it's like being mafresh truma min apater al achiyuv. I have a bushel of truma that's real tevel min ha-toyra. That I have another bushel, it's only tevel min ha-rabbanon. It's lokuach, or it grew b'shus ha-akum or something. For some reason or another, it's not b'chuyib in tevel min ha-toyra. Not b'chuyib min ha-toyra, not frosh, only b'chuyib min ha-rabbanon. So the din is that you have to be mafrish min ha-chiyuv al-achiyuv. Be mafrish min ha-potter al-achiyuv, it's not chal. Even though the potter is only potter min ha-toyra, it's chay min ha-rabbanon. You still can't be mafrish min ha-potter al-achiyuv. The Ramban gives that as a moshel. He says, "Mishenim b'chuyib b'dover and emotzi aserab and derech evosam." He's not a barachi to say kiddush. He's not b'chuyib b'dover. He's not a barachi to say kiddush. So Ramban, by the moshel that he gives about being mafresh men apotter alachim achiv alapotter, it sounds like he holds the pasha. It sounds from the Mochamis, holds that it's a real din deraisa. Mishenim b'chuyib b'dover and emotzi aserab and derech evosam. So that's a question to say that Rashi holds that the whole din is only with the rabbanon. Itself is only midir rabbanon, so must speak if the kid would have been mechuyib midir rabbanon, but he's not even mechuyib midir rabbanon. That's a Rashi. He's not even mechuyib rabbanon. So shver avot to say that ain't mechuyib b'davar and emotzi am dechavosim is only a din der rabbanon. So how was there a different way to interpret Rashi? Why Rashi holds that one who ate kezayis can be motzi the others? Rav Soloveitchik gave a different hesbe. He didn't say because the whole din of Mishayin Mechuyib B'Dover and Motzi Rabban is a din de Rabbanon, so as long as it's Mechuyib B'Rabbanon, it's satisfactory. He gave a different shot. He thought that Rashi is talking about Bench and Mezumen. Bench and Mezumen is not based on Shema Ekoin. Bench and Mezumen means the whole Chabura offers a benching together. So he said, Truman HaTorah, the Gemara said on Daf Chof, the Malachim ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael Hashem Parim Eilecha, it's not fair, Shelo Yisafonim, how come you're not Parim Leisrael? So the Baruch Shalom says, Ani kos hafte lehem achalta v'savata, lehem edakti kim halatzma, hafila kezayis, hafila kebeitza. I never required of them that they have to bench after eating a kezayis of bread, only if they ate kezayisvir, lehem edakti gan themselves. So it could well be that Rav Soloveitchik suggests maybe like this. You're right that minatari not mechuyev to bench unless he ate kedei svir. But it could well be that if you bench after having a kezayis, maybe there's a kiyum deraisa. If you had less than a kezayis, then it's not v'achalta en achila b'chusim kezayis. If a person ate bread less than a kezayis, then it's going to volunteer and bench, and there's no kiyum deraisa at all. But if he ate a kezayis of bread v'achalta, even though there's no v'savoto, he didn't eat kedei svir. But it could well be that achila, not pachas mikazayis, achila of bread a kazayis worth constitutes a kiyum of benching min haTorah. Even though there's no chiyum, maybe it's a kiyum. And for the purposes of benching mizumen, maybe you don't need mechuyev b'dovah because it's not based on shomei kohen. Not that the mizamen is going to bench and everybody's going to be yotze along with him as if they also recited the Birchas HaMazon. We don't want all of them to recite Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaZimun is that one person says the Broche, one person says the Birchas HaMazon. It'll be a higher level of Birchas HaMazon because the one who says the Broche is a bigger tzaddik, a bigger Talmid Chacham. That's what the Amoraim thought, that if all three people are together on the same level of learning, same level of Yerushalayim, it does make sense to have a mezuzah. The tree, we don't pass, true, we don't pass like that, but still, the idea behind Birchas HaMazon is that it's not Shema Kohen, it's not that it's considered as if they're all listening to me and they all say Amen, so it's considered as if all five of us or all ten of us said the benching. No, one says the benching for all. So maybe if you eat a kezayis, maybe that's already a kiyum deraisa. And that's enough to be able to be motzi the others with benching mezumen. That was Rav Soloveitchik's suggestion in Rashi. Maybe for mezumen, maybe that's what he holds. Anyway, but Tosfos doesn't like the Rashi. Tosfos says it's Rashi is wrong. Tosfos says Rashi is wrong. How can Rashi say that one is mechuyev midrabbanan? If one would have been mechuyev midrabbanan, would have been motzi adad and some mechuyev minatar. But the katan is not even mechuyev midrabbanan. So who's the mechuyev? Rashi holds the chiyev chinuch is on the father. So Tosfos Taina said, that's why the Kotlin is not even called Mechuyev Midrabbanan. So how come the Gemara says on Daf Chof, the Kotlin can't bench to be Motzi the father if the father ate a kezayis? If the father ate kezayis, the father is Mechuyev to bench Midrabbanan. If the kid ate, his father's Mechuyev to see to it that he'll bench, but the kid himself is not Mechuyev in anything. That's what Rashi says over here. Chinuch is Mutar on the father, it's not Mutar on the son. So how can the Gemara say there that if the father only had a kezayis and he's only mechuyev, the father's only mechuyev to bench midrabbanan, that the katan can bench to be motzi the father? Why? But Rashi just said the katan not mechuyev in anything. Even with chinuch, the katan not mechuyev, the father is mechuyev to be mechanachim. So how can the Gemara say that the son can be motzi the father with the benching? The father is mechuyev midrabbanan. Son is not even mechuyev in the Rabbanan. So how is he motzi the father? So some Rishonim say, Tosfos answers, Tosfos and Rashi answers. Tosfos answers the Rashi, they say that hey medaktikin umalatzma, afilu kezayis, afilu kebeitza, is not even a chiyev in the Rabbanan. If you ate kezayis or kebeitza, that the Tanaim say, there's a chumra to bench, that's b'toras midas chasidus. You're not even mechuyev b'rabban, so therefore you don't even need a mechuyev b'dabit to be motzi you. The katan is not mechuyev at all. He's not even mechuyev b'rabban. He's not mechuyev at all. So if the father really ate kedei svia, the kid can't be motzi the father because the kid is not mechuyev b'dabit at all. But if the father only ate kezayis, it's not that the son is mechuyev b'rabban and the father is mechuyev b'rabban on the same level of chid. That's how Tosfos learned. That's how Tosfos started off. They're giving you the way they read the Gemara Daf Chof and Beis early on the Masechta. But the Tosfos in Rashi, according to Rashi, the father ate the kezayis, not even mechuyev midrabbanan. It's a midas chasidus. Hey medaktik malatzma. Medaktik malatzma means a chumra midrabbanan. Even the Chacham didn't require of them to bench Anika Zayis Anika Beitz. So the Mele, if a Kotna is benching, the Kotna can be might say the father has made his chassidus. All the rules of Eidim Mechayi B'Dov don't apply. Just talking about a Midas chassidus. And Taisus holds not so. Taisus clearly holds that 108 Kazayis is Mechayi B'Dirabana to bench. Eidim Adakti Kimamatzma does mean it's only a Midas chassidus. It means that there's a Takana B'Dirabana, you're Mechayi to bench B'Dirabana.
Rashi opened up
for
days and also by us says that the father's name is Dirabana. He uses the word Dirabana.
Right. They say that's problematic with this answer. Right. Okay. Yeah, so this is why Tosfos rejects the Rashi. Tosfos holds 108 Kazayis is Mukhiv to Benchman the Rabbanon, and the Katan who eats Kadesvi is Mukhiv the Rabbanon, and Echad the Rabbanon can be Moti, Echad the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon can be Moti, the Raisa, and either Mukhiv Bedova. Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi. So how does Tosfos read the Gemara? So that we'll have to start tomorrow from how does Tosfos read the Gemara. This is a famous Tosfos. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Kiddush. Talks a lot about this Tosfos. When the father, when the husband said, Davin Ma'ariv in Shul on Friday night, and he comes home and he says Kiddush for the wife, so the husband was here to say Kiddush Deraisa when he Davin Ma'ariv. If the wife didn't Davin Ma'ariv, so she's Mechayiv in Kiddush on Atarim on Friday night. So how can the husband, might say the wife, he's only Mechayiv in the Rabban, she's Mechayiv in Atarim, and there's no Orvis for women. So this is the whole literature. Probably is, yeah. Probably is, I mean, it's a good childhood.
So, there's a chumra, I thought the chumra, I don't know who says it, that if you're eating a whole meal now, and you'll drink whatever 20 minutes later after you bench, because then you might be in the clear of the rice according to the...
Yeah.
So, anything we should push is for that.
The Shulchan Aruch says you should be
pushed. The Ramak was the one about not drinking, that's what he's
no, doing. No, no, he says
he's about
bench mizum.
So, does that follow? Says,
yeah. Follow.
So meaning, so if I know I'm going to be drinking the next 72 minutes, what's the share? The share, what if I would...
I don't know. Yeah.
So, I'll say for a person, so a lot of people, are, a lot of you see the bench with that, they have a whole meal and they don't bench.
Good. Did she like
the first one on the other night? Great.